This is Dexter Mars White Way Radio Talk for May 18th, 2019. This is a repeat of my February 8th, 2019 Legislative Assembly presentation at the opening Dharma service. Delegates and ministers from all Hawaii temples and BCA representatives were in attendance. Welcome to our statewide ohana from the Honolulu District and the Hawaii Betsuen Sangha, as we begin our second century in this iconic temple hondo, a legacy of our second bishop, Emmyo Imamura. For 100 years, Bishop Imamura's vision of an international Buddhism has provided the foundation for our Hawaii Honganji path in the kingdom, the territory, and the American state of Hawaii. In July of 1918, this landmark Hawaii Betsuen Temple building was dedicated for its members and members-to-be. For 100 years, it has served as a place of refuge for generations of our members, as well as the headquarters of the entire Hawaii mission. In July 2018, the Betsuen celebrated Bishop Imamura's enduring legacy on the 100th anniversary of this magnificent Betsuen Temple building, and the many generations of temple members whose contributions have given us this precious beacon of wisdom and compassion. As we move into our second century of our, and I include all Hawaii Honganji members, Betsuen Temple building, Bishop Waimio Imamura's landmark expression of his dream of a universal Indian, Japanese, American Buddhism guides us forward. In 1918, Reverend Imamura wrote two revealing essays. First, The History of the Honganji Mission in Hawaii, dated January 28, 1918. And two, Democracy, According to the Buddhist Viewpoint, May 1, 1918. In the first, he reminisces about his first 20 years in Hawaii and the development of the Honpo Honganji Mission in Hawaii. He describes his first priority as the teaching of English to the Japanese. Second was to provide spiritual support for the forlorn minds of plantation workers through establishment of stable communities and families. And third, as families grew, proper education for children evolved into the educational home model. This model was adopted by all Honganji Japanese schools with the goal of Americanizing the Japanese laborers by serving as a bridge to connect first-generation Japanese parents with their AJA, Americans of Japanese Ancestry, children. He writes, "I take here the liberty of announcing in no ambiguous terms that our mission as a whole advocates Americanizing the people of this territory in every possible way." In 1918, there were 31 educational homes, elementary and intermediate, and two advanced high school educational homes with 4,700 and 500 students, respectively. His educational efforts laid the foundation for Nisei patriotism and military service in World War II. In the second essay, Bishop Imamura ponders the issues of World War I, which includes allies the United States, Japan, Britain, France, Italy, and Russia, versus the Central Powers, Germany, Bulgaria, Austria, Hungary, Turkey, Poland. He writes, "The ultimate motive of the war is the contention of democracy and liberalism against militarism and autocracy." He was especially concerned by the relation of American democracy and Japanese imperialism and addressed it head-on by choosing allegiance to American democracy. From his essays, Bishop Imamura clearly set his priorities in education of families and building a strong community for our children. The legacy of Bishop Imamura's 33 years of service has endured, like this beautiful building, by providing refuge in the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha. Reverend Imamura's guidance and the work of generations of fellow travelers has made it possible for us to have this place of perfect peace to share. Can we depend on the inspiration of Bishop Imamura for another 100 years? Perhaps we can be re-inspired to focus on today's families and community needs. Since the beginning of 2018, under the leadership of the Betsuan Board of Directors, a $3.2 million capital campaign has been developed and launched to repair, renovate, and repurpose our historic Betsuan facilities, and, more importantly, to re-envision the Betsuan in its second century. The initial facility focuses on a community conference center and this historic hondo. The Community Conference Center is a working name for renovating three large spaces into hotel-level meeting rooms for both community use by nonprofit, corporate, and government groups, as well as members and affiliates. This is the Betsuan expression of embracing change, transformation. For full transformation involves changing from our ordinary self to summoning the courage to reach out to all others. Much like the superhero who responds to challenges by transforming from their alter ego by using their powers to help others. Our fundraising process is led by an experienced professional who reminds us that we must not only focus on the concrete, steel, and glass, but also the spirit and heart of the Betsuan. Thus, a new vision statement has been crafted. We aspire to be a welcoming place where all share the joy of living with gratitude and compassion, inspired by Buddhist values. This reflects our dream of what we need to become in the ongoing journey of the Hawaii Betsuan. A welcoming place recognizes our desire to become an open, friendly, hospitable refuge and community gathering venue, where all share the joy of living, to be inclusive of all races, ages, genders, disabilities, faiths, and families, and to focus on living each day fully, not just for funerals and memorials. With gratitude and compassion, our emphasis on appreciation and helping others, inspired by Buddhist values, expressed in the golden chain of love. Also reflected in the Betsuan vision is our hope to elevate the visibility of all temples of the mission through exposure to foundations, corporations, nonprofit organizations, and the state legislature for both support and the use of Betsuan facilities. We will also share what we learn with any and all mission temples. With our ho'o, the Pure Land two-headed bird, to guide us, we have a dream of a Betsuan with substantial connections throughout our community and nurturing support from non-member sources in addition to our traditional member base. We have a dream of being thought of as a hub for civic gatherings. We have a dream of influencing others to live together inspired by Buddhist values. We have a dream of building a bright and strong community and helping families. We have a dream of a vital, vibrant Honganji Hawaii. Thank you very much. Namo Amida Butsu.